Blog Talk Radio.
Have a little heart and soul. Let the angels take control. Let them help along the way. Have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. Have a little heart and soul. Let the angels take control. It's a brand new day. But you gotta have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. In the moment, in the silence, if you listen, you will hear all the answers to your questions. They suddenly appear. Have a little heart and soul. Let the angels take control. Let them help along the way. But you gotta have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. Have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. Have a little heart and soul.
Well, hello, 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 everyone, and thank you for tuning in again. I just know this is going to be just an amazing show. I've been feeling it all day, and actually had a lot of messages coming through for certain people that might be listening, so I'm just going to give you the people that came to mind their names, and they may be listening, and if not, maybe they'll listen later. Had a message for Jackie and Martha and Pooja and Woody and Jason and Brenda and John. Those are the three. Actually, what's so many of those? That's more than three. Anyway, I had some messages for them. So if you're listening, I guess it might be a good day to call in. It is a fabulous change. I love 11. 11 is going to be a phenomenal year for lots of people. This is just already started out to be a very transcended, kind of like balanced new year. I don't know if people have been feeling that, but they're like out of the gloom. It feels like things are changing and to a higher frequency. I know there have been a lot of changes, but I feel that the people are able to handle the changes that are coming because they've done their work, and they're not. It's not as profound and earth-shattering, if you know what I mean. So I know that the 11 is going to empower people. I know that the last moon was a gentle moon. It didn't have a lot of emotion attached. It was a sweet moon. I felt a very sweet, calm energy come over me, which never usually happens. I don't know if it was just me, but I think that I spoke to a couple other people who said they had the same experience. So let's hear about yours. I know that this is the time before the 12 hits that everybody is going to start to get in place to have the life that they should be having, or that they've dreamed of having, or that they have always wanted. So if you are an artist, if you are a psychic, if you are a medium, if you are a therapist, if you have healing hands and you need to be out there doing this work, this is a time that you will have no other choice but to start to do it, because we need you. It's enough time wasting time doing something that you know, isn't really benefiting the planet. I think this is the time for us to step up and to have a voice and have a spirit that is seen and appreciated by the world. So I'm going to start taking calls because that's what this show's about. We're going to be doing readings. So if you'd like to call in, please do. We're going to be on for a couple of hours, so I'm hoping to get to everybody today. Let's see who's on. Hi, who am I talking to?
Hello, is it me you're talking to?
I am, yes.
Oh, good. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. It's a bit loud. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you. As long as you can, you hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you. Great,
because okay,
I've got
super.
Earbuds. Okay. I wonder if you could tell me if you can see any kind of a break in I'm searching for jobs right now. My life is in a bit of turmoil. Is something right around the corner? Can you tell me what you see?
Yeah, let's just see what comes up. And what was your name? You didn't say it.
Suzanne.
Okay, Suzanne. Let's see what they say. Okay. The first card is psychic awareness. Shadow. Imagination. So are you in the arts by any chance?
Not really. I'm not thinking.
Okay. Imagination and decisions came up, which is real interesting that they're together. So let's say you have a good eye for something and your imagination with your decision-making comes in, you know, in play. It might be that kind of work, like graphic design or something that, you know, you have to make a decision on, is this good, is this not, do I like this color, do I, you know, that kind of imagination. They go together. So here, it may be the job that's coming to you, you might be using your imagination and your decision-making in the same job frame. So, and it says don't despair. So it is coming. It feels like you are going to be going through a little thing. It does say physical body. So physical body might mean that you have to get out there and do some legwork in a sense, you know, travel, walk, go meet people, get more physical about your attempt to get the job, okay? That's really what, yeah, and then it says discontent. I can see that you've been kind of in the worried mode of not knowing whether or not this is coming, but it's saying yes, and it says family. So possibly the reason for this break in your working is to address family issues. And sometimes, you know, we don't see that is ultimately why we've had this time put aside for us to deal with things that we hadn't been able to deal with, you know? So, and then it says solitude. So solitude is also a really powerful thing to do, is to go off and, you know, meditate, listen to your guides that are trying to give you the information necessary for the next move. But I do see it coming. Creativity again. Susan, it feels to me that you have a lot of creative energy around you, either an author, a book writer, something that is using the creative force to benefit, you know. And solitude would indicate if you go into solitude, your creative energy will have a chance to come forward and to show you what it is it wants you to do.
Oh, I think I've already done that, haven't I? You know,
I think we're always doing
but,
it.
Like I write every now and then, but I need a job, and and I'm gonna have to move somewhere desperately to find a job, and I'm scared because I don't understand why I'm not having greater luck right now.
Yeah.
And,
pulled the card balance. So sometimes when we're out of balance with where we're supposed to be, like I was talking about moving and people, you know, shifting right now, especially with the 11 coming in and being here, a lot of times we don't understand why we have this unrest about not being where we're supposed to be. And then we lose the job and we go someplace and there it is. That's why. So it feels like you're right in the middle of the shift that's happening to bring you to the place that you're supposed to be in. So I would just, you know, trust that one, because that one's a big one to trust, because that means you're not trying to control it. When every time we try to control our situation, we don't feel better, because we actually are up against the way it is, right? I mean, the way it is has some gifts in it.
I'm so alone right now. I'm stranded in Europe with two dogs, and I'm going to have to put my stuff in storage on Tuesday and get out of my apartment and, I guess, drive up to England looking for a job with no place to stay with two dogs. And it's scary because I call for things and or email things, and then they don't get back to me. Or all of a sudden they're friendly, then they disappear. And it's when you're looking for a place to stay or a job or making contacts. And because the internet is so easy for people to just not make contact anymore, that's what's devastating me right now. You just don't know.
You just don't know. So why don't we sit with the one, let's just sit with the fact that right now, there is this unknowing. So let's see you here right now in your car with your dogs,
and then see the place of complete and utter peace and happiness that you're going to go to, because that's ultimately the highest good for you. And I know that that's always.
I don't know where that is.
Well, and that is sometimes the biggest thing to do is not know, but have this kind of excitement about the not knowing, because that means that you're tuning in to the frequency that's around you. You're not fighting it anymore. You're going, okay, let's see where you take me. Because I've been there before myself where I didn't know what the next move was, and I remember going, whoa, this is scary, you know. And then I just got this warm feeling like my angels were around me, and I remember just saying, I'm going to just be fine. I just feel I was going to be. In the next moment, I met somebody who knew someone, and everything just unfolded.
You know what? Right now, I just don't think of. Nobody's helping me. You know, nobody has helped me. And the people I know are just sort of.
Let's change that, because in that nobody is a powerful word, you know. It's
but they haven't. They haven't. That's the problem. And
I know. Well, how about, let's just shift the energy of saying, at this moment in time, things are at a kind of a standstill. But I, you know, it's how you're vibrating too. So let's vibrate you at a higher level of belief that this is going to change for you, because I know it will. I know it will. You're too much. I can feel your energy. You're beautiful. You're sound. You've got a grounded, nice energy. People are gonna feel you and be fine with you.
But
you.
Why are they distancing themselves? I don't understand.
Well, okay. I think when you are in a better frame with yourself, when you're feeling secure, right, and you have your confidence up. People are really more apt to attract you. But when we're feeling insecure, I guess that we send out that insecurity way before they even meet us. You know what I mean?
But when you're applying for a job, you're not exactly, you know, you don't have a job. And it's tricky the way you're having, I have to apply for a job in a place where I'm not there right now. And it's tricky. It's like I'm being, you know, I call people up and they say, oh, we'll get back, and they never do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because I'm not in the location, and it's pissing me off.
Well, why don't we get to the location? I think number one is find the location that feels right to you and really be in the moment of it and say, okay, this is where I want to be. So we check off that, you know, in a sense, you have committed to that place, and then therefore you can have that kind of grounding energy that puts you strong in yourself. So are you doing any meditation? Are you doing grounding work? What are you doing to keep yourself?
I'm a mess. I'm so upset
I'm getting
now. I don't know where to go, and I'm really frightened.
Right.
And my life is in the balance right now. I'm completely alone, and I don't know where to go. And there doesn't seem to be any work or opportunities or help anywhere right now.
Okay.
And I'm pretty open, and nothing's coming through.
But, okay,
I mean,
if you were going to give me what you would like to be happening in your world right now, what would that be?
I need a good job, and I need a job that's going to help me get to a place, and someone to help me with a place to live, you know, someone to take me in. And that's the thing. I mean, if I know where to go for the job, then I can rent a place to live and I can get going. But there's just no jobs opening up. And I'm wondering why I've been dumped on like this. I really need some insight.
Okay, so from your, let's go back 5 months from today. Where were you then?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I was working at a job that was starting to realize that there wasn't much of a job there. It was like I was being abandoned in a job that I was just hired for, essentially. That's what happened in September.
So you energetically knew that this position was not going to be.
Yeah, and they even admitted it. They said you were sold a dummy job. You know, you were given a very bad deal. I think they knew that they weren't going to keep me before they even hired me. I think they just needed my body there for a period of time. I think I was used. And I noticed that they were completely abandoning me after about 5-6 weeks, and they're just giving me make-work projects. It was a very strange situation.
So at this point, now, where is home? Is this you're in Europe?
I don't really have one anymore. I don't have one. Mm-hmm. That's why I came away. I'm looking for home. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, it's wherever I am, wherever my pets are. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I if I wanted to fly halfway back around the world, I could live in a friend's bedroom, but that's not life.
Mm-hmm.
That's not life. There's no real life around there for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was enjoying myself here for a period of time, and then everything came crashing down. And I'm devastated, absolutely devastated, because nobody's helping me. And it's believe me, I put myself out there, and I don't understand. That's why I'm looking for some insight.
Yeah.
And don't tell me because I'm negative. I'm not. I've been so positive, and still nothing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I get it's not a negative or positive thing. It's just that I think that when it's not going the way that it, there is definitely some shift that's happening for you that is saying this is no longer a suited place for you to be. So sometimes we're looking, you know, at, we are wondering why, but it is just like a marriage when it ends. It's got a lot of reasons why it didn't work, but now you find yourself at a new place of shift.
Yeah, and,
you know?
And I don't know where the next door is going to open right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm really...
You're really at that point where you just don't know. Okay, so in the meantime, could you put up some signs? Could you do some work on yourself, like go to a coffee shop and say, you know, help, you know, jobs needed, room with board?
No, I mean, start to do some legwork. That in Spain. They got this is the worst hit part of Europe. There's nothing here.
Mm.
And they don't have like little coffee shops where you can get jobs. And they probably pay €3 an hour. They don't have things like that.
Wow.
This isn't North America. It's a different kettle of fish.
Yeah.
It's not Barcelona. It's not Madrid. It's not where action is happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different
world. Well, you know,
world.
It does sound like you're trying to grow crops in a very bad soil, you know?
It's
dreadful. Ultimately what the universe is trying to tell you. That's the vibe I'm getting is that this is not for you. You need to get out. So the more reasons you find that it's not appropriate, there's no jobs, it's not a position, it's not a place for you, the more you will find your way of where you're going to go, that it's going to be the excitement and appreciate your talents right there. So I think it's like being in a bad marriage. Sometimes it takes you a really long time to get it.
I know, but you know, I've been applying for jobs in a place where I know that there's jobs, and nobody's bothering with me, and it's driving me crazy. It's like I'm not getting any results,
okay.
No matter how much I try.
Well, I think that's just another, it's just another validation for that's not where you're supposed to be.
You know,
it's
I applied
like,
all over the world. I literally applied all over the world.
Uh-huh.
That's the problem.
Well, okay, what would be the closest next city for you to go into?
Near London.
London, okay. So maybe that's where you will have to
head.
I've been trying.
And I'm not getting. That's my point. I've been trying really hard, and I'm not getting anywhere.
Right. Well, my feeling is it's just around the corner. I do get that it's not where you are. That is for sure. I mean, you have a guide that's saying, "Tell her that's what's going on." Okay. So I really get that this is a lot of the reasoning. So it's about saying, "Okay, let me listen to what I need to hear to move me in the right direction." So if you've been looking at London, look at a Manchester. Look at another area.
I've been doing. I'm still everywhere.
It's not a one-time thing. It's going to, you know, it takes a lot of doors before one opens. But I believe that the clearer you get on what in not being the frantic place that you're in, but being in this trusting place that you know, you've been taken care of all your life. You've traveled the world. You have been, I'm sure if you recall in the past of your life, you've had moments like this before, you know. I always do that to myself, like, I've been here before. Oh, yeah, and I knew I made it through.
It's pretty exceptional. It's pretty exceptional.
Well, only
I'm pretty
because
out.
You're older.
And I think that's part of the problem. It's like I'm older, so as women, we're not as valuable because we're not as attractive anymore. And so the doors don't open as easily for us anymore. I think that's what it is.
Yeah,
you know, the society
know
doesn't allow you to move around easily when you get older. That's the part of the problem. And I'm coming across a lot of ugliness, a lot of judgmental people, a lot of gross attitudes.
towards me, and that's because the world does judge you as a woman. It's dreadful.
But let's not go there. Let's not give that thought even power, because to me that's what gets us in the rut, because we start believing that whole thing. I know it's not true. I know that women are amazing. The older they get, the more beautiful. My husband even said the more.
Yeah,
the more
I know, but it's not what we say. It's the doors don't open because the people.
Well,
don't
we're giving.
See
you know what? I can feel that this energy is really trying to be right. You know what I mean? Like, there's always energy around you, good and bad. And a lot of times, the more that we give credence to the negative part of what we're hearing, the more powerful it gets. So I say, let's cancel all that, because that's not true. You are an amazing person who's got a great talent, and anybody's going to be thrilled to have you work for them. And that's the truth. So everything else is not true. It's just what we're hearing, we're saying to ourselves to keep us in that worried place. It's like, did you ever hear that wonderful, they call it the pain body? And I love Eckhart Tolle because he talks about it.
Yeah,
a lot of times
yeah.
when we're in that pain body, we keep finding the level of energy that resonates to that pain. And it doesn't help us in any way. It just keeps us more in the pain body.
This is a really, really hard one.
It is, and I feel it. I know it is, but I know that
I'm not getting any breaks anywhere, and I'm trying so hard. I never worked so hard in my life. Every day, 8 to 10 hours a day, on the phone, on internet, doing everything I can, and I'm not finding anything. And it's like almost, what's the point? What's the point is now I'm getting to it, because they're not bothering with me because my address is in Spain, and I'm Canadian, and they don't like Canadians. It's just... you wouldn't believe it.
Well, I was in India. I do understand that. It's really, really hard to fit in when you're in from another country, and they don't look at you the same as you would think.
I'm an American, and they hate Americans. So they're concerned on the same thing.
Well, I want you to sit with this. I want you to sit with this. What happens if this is your opportunity to not be in England anymore, but to come back to the States? What happens if that is really what this is about? The universe is saying, okay, Susan, we're done with you here, and you need to get out, and you need to go back to Canada.
I've been there. There's nothing there either where I'm from. There's nothing. And I've got a car here that I can't sell. I've got all this money into it because nobody's got any money to buy it.
I do think, though, you have to look at the nothingness of everything. It's like this word just keeps coming. I keep getting hit with it, and it's nothing. There's no jobs. That is a very powerful thing. If we keep saying it, it's
a bad place
be
to be. It's just a really ugly place to be right now.
Yeah. Well, I can only see that if you can see yourself out of this place in yourself, see yourself, and every minute you get, just see yourself in the place you want to be. If you can lift your head up into that place, into that matrix, it's going to happen. But if you stay in that conversation that keeps us really in the know, nothing's going to happen, nobody, that whole thing, it's not going to change from that point. It can't. Okay.
No, it's all I'm saying is it's just very, very hard.
I know.
And every day
I see it. I feel it for you. I know. But I know that that's not going to stay that way. I know it's only right this second. It's like we were just talking about, I had a friend that was wanted to commit suicide. And we were talking about the whole feeling about wanting to kill themselves and all this stuff. And the reality was, within about 3 months, there was 100% turnaround, where now life is just fabulous and everything's working great. And the whole reality was, aren't you glad you didn't kill yourself? Because this too shall pass. And that's something we always know, even in the darkest moments, we're not alone here. I feel like you have a woman around you, like a grandmother energy, and she's maybe it's just a very female energy, and that's your guide. And I just keep seeing her say, just giving you that rod of strength, saying it's going to be okay, and it will. But that's what has to come out of your mouth, not mine. It has to come from inside of your soul that says, I know and trust this is going to be fine. And I do know it will. but it's going to be you turning this around, you know. Your dog, you know, go for a walk, find the beauty in the day. You know, if it's a beautiful place and you sit under a tree and really appreciate this moment you're in, because it's really not the end. It's just a moment in time that's working your way. And it's all how you look at it, okay? But don't give up. I mean, my feeling is it's just, I have a sense that I can see, it's almost like it has sheep around it. I keep seeing this big meadow with, like, sheep. And there's a little town. I'm not quite sure it's about, it feels like you're driving for like at least 4 or 5 hours to get to this place. But it has a lot of rolling hills and everything. And there is something there that feels like it's a connection. Something is going to be there for you. It almost has a German sound to it. I don't know. I'm saying it, but it's in another language. So I would say that there is something coming, and I'm going to ask how long. So within the next 3 days, it's telling me, within the next 3 days you will hear something about where to go for this interview, possibly, or place to live. It feels like more
that. That would be nice.
Okay.
That would be nice, because nobody's helping. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, love. Bye-bye. Hi, you're in Hutton Soul. You're talking to Patty. Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're in Heart and Soul.
Hi, Patty. How are you?
I'm good. Who am I talking to?
This is Gwendolyn.
Hi, Gwendolyn. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Oh, yeah. Good. Very good.
Good. Yes. Glad to hear. Mm-hmm. I just want to know if you have a message for me.
All right. Let's see. Focus on service and showers of abundance. So that's good. That would, and then wedding.
Oh,
yeah. Very interesting. Let's see what else it says. That really is, you know, when you see a lot of this good energy, it does mean that you're in a really good place, Gwendolyn. It means that you're kind of accepting the isness of your life. You're at peace in many levels. And when you kind of marry your spiritual practice, you know, when you're kind of married to service and married to the spirit within you, wedding can come up too. So it could mean, you know, it feels to me more in a deeper level of understanding of where you have been and where you are now. So sometimes it's like this, you finally have embraced yourself, you know, like you would in a wedding. So that's a beautiful thing, too. Yeah, Holy Spirit came up the next card. So, yeah, that totally makes me feel that you have been getting grace is the word. You have been in... given grace. And grace is something that you don't always get. Usually, you know, you don't even know you have it when you have it sometimes. But sometimes when we have gone through great turmoil and stress and things haven't worked and we've come out the other end of it, grace is what really pulled us through, you know. And it feels like that has been what has been going on for you and where you have been. Interesting. The next card was shame. And self-esteem. So it could be the issues that you have been working through. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes when we have excelled in some area, we realize that we had this low self-esteem and we had some shame attached to things or situations of the past. So sometimes that is where grace can help us with. And then it does say deceit. So that was all in the same level of energy that you might have, and I feel like you have been working. You know, it's kind of like the pieces that, you know, you've been having to deal with. So sometimes it's deceit of someone we trusted or in the past, you know. So you have been there, you have worked it, but the first cards, which is really what's present now for you, is that you've kind of worked through it and you've kind of come out the other side. And that ultimately, yeah. And deprivation. Now, deprivation could indicate that you right now you are low money. You're not, you know, you're still in the waiting period of getting getting your life in a sense in a place of fulfillment, you know.
Yeah.
So life force, okay, life force is important. That's like what was going to keep you from going into despair, because your life force is your bank account.
Yeah.
You know, it really is the biggest thing you have. It's there's nothing more important than your own life force, and ultimately you cannot have the money. But if you have no life force, you know what I mean. You can't even go get it because you don't have the energy to move into the direction of wealth and prosperity. So that is together. So in a way, your deprivation hasn't been that bad because you have a great life force that you are quite aware of, which is great. And appreciation. It feels like you are just the most appreciative person, you know, on the planet. Like, you can get it. You see the moments in the gifts that are always present for you. So I am getting, let's see with the angels. I'm going to pull your angel card and see who is with you. Oh, love. Yeah. Yeah, totally. So, you know, it's really nice to feel your energy and your progress into this spiritual dimension, because sometimes you have some residuals that are lingering and you're kind of trying to work them out. It feels like you have worked through a lot and you're at a place that is really amazing. Emergence is the next word. Emergence is interesting because that indicates that there is like an incubating time for you right now. And you're just like a little seedling. And you're ready. It's like coming up. And, you know, it's interesting because that's how I'm getting this image that you have been rooting yourself in your spiritual, in a sense, knowing. And then you're starting to grow this. So the next question would be, what are we going to do with this one? Oh.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is what I'm getting. When you have done this kind of work, the next phase is really spiritual work that you'll be doing. Counseling, healing.
Wow. Yeah.
That type of work is really what all this was meant. You know, it's kind of like, why did I go through this? Because, you know, if you didn't, you would not be good at the next level of your life, which would be therapy or some type of healing. So I want you to really sit with that one. And I don't think you're going to have to sit with that one very long, because I do think that you know that you have this alchemistic kind of way of changing vibrations when you get into a situation. That's who you are. So, like, if, let's say there's a confrontation, you walk in the room and somebody's having, you have this amazing energy that can shift it and have people see the and let it go. So I'm sure you know that about yourself because that's who you are. You're just this bright little lovely spirit. So it really is how and what you're going to be doing in the world in the next years to come. So if you learned Reiki or if you learned Matrix or if you just went back and did massage, I mean, something like that, you would just do phenomenal. It would be, you would love what you do and you would make a lot of money. So think about it. You think about it. This is coming your way. This is something that's around you. I'm sure you know that. You know.
What's been happening? Because, I mean, I'm just in awe with what you've just said. Because I just asked you a question. Do you have a message for me? And it's like, you just. It's just amazing. Because you knew you see everything that's going on with me, and I just asked, do you have a message for me?
You know, it's never that easy. I wish I could say, okay, the message is, I feel like I'm just, it's like these roses I keep getting, and then they tell me more, and that's really ultimately, and sometimes they give me a little indication from the cards I pull on what direction you might have been in, you know, from the past, but the first cards were so profound, so I know that's what's really going on for you. So, you know, are you, and is that what's been going on? That's a good question. And have you felt that shift that you know now what you're supposed to be doing?
Well, because you hit on everything. I've been in a place of employment that just really shook me to my core, where I did not have a choice. Well, we all have a choice, but I actually had to look at myself in the mirror and say, is this you? Is this what you want? Is this how you want to be treated? And I know at this time, it's not a good time to leave a job,
mm-hmm.
but I had to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I had to do it. I felt shameful. I felt ashamed
mm-hmm.
that I had to walk away, and I felt a sense of sadness and a sense of I'm a failure.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt that I needed to do that, and I needed to be quiet. I have not spoken to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that I don't care for my family or my friends. This is just a moment for me where I can't get wrapped up in people's drama.
Mm-hmm.
I can't be their savior at the moment.
No, no.
I can't dive into. I can't get in the boat with them.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like.
And why do we?
Right, and
question.
I've always done
why do
I've
we do that?
Been that. I have
why do we go jump
that?
In the boat with them while they're all dry? And everybody adds their story of gloom and doom, and then the boat gets heavier, you know? So really,
yeah.
It's not a good thing to do, and I'm glad you get to see that. It's really a true statement to yourself, to your commitment to spirit, is that you are now, have your boundaries so set that that's not going to come into the picture anymore. And in
exactly.
that, there's power for you. You get your
and
power
I,
back.
And
know?
I don't feel bad when I don't get in the boat with them. You know, I can give them an encouraging word, or I can give some advice, but I leave it. It doesn't stick.
You have done more. You might find this out later, and it might come back, and somebody might say, you know, that what you said really meant a lot to me. I thought about it later, you know.
Yes.
And you'll get that the way that you are now is different from the way they were used to you, but it's really what they needed to hear, which is the truth, that
absolutely.
You are a bright light and everything is designed, in a sense, for our betterment as a human, a spiritual being, I believe, and then
absolutely.
Human beings, secondly. So I really get that, you know, if we know that we're always constantly in this ebb and flow of finding our true nature's happiness, which is usually your heart, you know,
absolutely.
It usually goes deep. It's not something superficial. It really goes to the core. Like, I cannot be around this anymore. You know?
Yes, exactly.
And you made this choice because of your spiritual commitment.
Yes.
But, you know, and that's the rooting that I see when I see you. It's got this depth to it that knows better and that isn't going to go there anymore. And that's different than I know, yet I go back. You know, you are not that person anymore. And it's like an alcoholic that finally knows that it can't hang out of a bar anymore. You know,
exactly.
If it doesn't want to do that, it's not going to go there anymore. And that's what you have done. You have made the choice to say, no, I'm not going there. It's not for me. It doesn't work. It makes my life miserable. And all I have is their stuff when you go home. You know, you're a real empathetic person, so when you're around the negative energy, you know, these are the signs if you are empathetic. Weight gain, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Sleeplessness.
Yes.
Or overindulgence of eating chocolate or, you know, wine. Because
yes.
What we try to do is, being empathetic, we're trying to numb ourselves from what we've picked up on from someone
yes.
else's stuff, you know? And so... That's why you probably chose to stay away from this, because it was affecting you on many levels, many, many levels, yeah. So,
yeah.
And that's why I know this is who you are. I know that you're in this world. You probably took a while to get here, but you've arrived.
Yes.
And now with that knowledge of this true self that's no longer masked by anybody's, you know, vision of you, because that's sometimes what happens. People have a vision of you that you have accepted as true. The truth is, you only know that vision of you. And, you know, our mothers, fathers, our teachers, who knows, told us a long time ago, this is how you are, you know? And we kind of played the role,
mm-hmm.
and it never felt right. You know, it always felt like we had someone else's design on us. And so this is a time for us to stop that, to really look deeply into ourselves and say, hey, who have I been fooling? And mostly ourselves.
That's very, very true. But even coming to this spiritual understanding and getting to this spiritual point, there's also a moment where there's a dark night of the soul.
Mm-hmm.
Because like the ego does not want you to see who you really are.
Right. It's really interesting you said that, because that is when you know you're on it.
Absolutely.
That is when you know that the old self is now is fighting with the new self. And the old self wants to win. The old self, like we were talking about the pain body, that pain body wants to win.
Mm-hmm.
it wants to pull you down. You know, it's used to being there in your life. It's used to being the first thought, you know, the negative one. So when we start to try to organize it differently, we do get a little resistance because that old self was there a long time. Up against the new one, yeah. So it's actually a wonderful reality check, is that if that's happening, you are doing a good job.
Oh,
it's really, you are benefiting because you can now see the in a sense, the battle that you have, and you're becoming the great observer of yourself.
Oh, that's
the only way. You know,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Because I'm actually in a place, even though, again, I'm looking for work, but I'm not so overly stressed about it like I have been for years. There's a calmness that it's like, you know what, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. But then that little ego comes in and is like, no, it's not.
Yeah,
it's not going to be okay. You have until the end of the week or the end of the month, and you need A, B, C, and D. I mean, that battle goes on.
Right. I really know that battle, too. It's more, you know, I listen really clearly. Listen clearly to the voice of that battle, and you may hear your mother.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes.
I hear mine. Every time I'm in that moment of not being confident, I started to think, is that my own voice? And I started listening really closely to the voice I was hearing. It was my mother.
Yes.
And it was my mother's voice to herself.
Yeah,
my mother is a perfectionist. My mother, you know, is always worried about the being perfect, and I really observed her doing that my whole life. And so when I become in that perfect frame of mind that things have to go a certain way or be a certain way, I realize that's not my voice. I don't even have that. I really don't. That's not me. And I'm like, you know, whatever. I really try to accept it the way that it is. But when it does show up, I realize I am hearing her voice that she had going on for her own life and still does. And I hear it because it's a voice that resonated and it somehow trickled down through, you know, cosmos that I have it too. And I have to recognize that's really not how I am.
That's true.
You know? And so we really are seeing such a clearer picture in how we've been designed by all the untruths that have been told about us.
Yes.
Isn't that horrible?
It's such a struggle.
That just hurts my soul when I think of all the things the church told us of that wasn't true, and all the things that, you know, our parents told us they didn't know better because they were told it. And we have layers and layers of stuff.
Absolutely.
That, you know, if we started to uncover them, we would say, that doesn't work for me. Oh, that doesn't work for me. And all of it would be tossed out immediately.
Absolutely.
And instead of belief that that's who we are, you know.
Because with my mom, it's really interesting because I never connected that voice with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And now when you said that, it clicked. Because in my mother's eyes, if you don't have a good job and if you're not working, then you're lazy, you're not worth anything, you're a bum.
Yeah.
And actually what she does is that she'll turn away from you and not speak to you. Even though my mother doesn't work, it doesn't have a job.
I know, but their opinions are so strong.
Yeah.
That's where we've gotten that voice, that this is not okay for us to take this time for us. Not okay to do our internal work and our spiritual work as work. Because it's
absolutely
work.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And they don't get that it's work. They think, oh, you're just flubbing around. They don't know that you've read seven books. You've cleaned your closet. You've gotten your diet together finally for the first time.
Exactly.
They don't see that is a progression for yourself because you're not making the money. Yeah,
that is very, very true.
Yeah, and that's what we need to see and separate from, because once we get that's my mother's voice, once I said that to you, did you finally go, oh, yeah, and you booted it right out of your head, right? So every time that voice comes, just boot it. It's her voice, and see your mother saying it, and just see that's not how I feel. And that's what and that's how I do it. I really do, and it's kept me sane. You know, a bit.
it can make you crazy.
Yeah.
And then I go into this point of shame, and then that's when the negative comes in. You're not worth anything.
Yeah.
You're never going to succeed anything. Look at your other sisters. They've got degrees, and you don't have a job. You don't make money. You're a bum. You're nothing. You're worthless.
Wow.
And that's how
imagine
it is.
That one going on. How could you ever, ever, ever feel your spirit, your light, your anything if that dialogue is going on inside of you? It's just, it's impossible. It's like a big black, you know, when I paint, every soon as I put black on my canvas, it takes over my canvas.
Yes, yes. And
it could be a little tiny spot. I mean, it's as big as a dime, but everybody looks at it.
Yes.
And to me, that is what that energy does to our soul. Mm. It puts the black dot on our beautiful white canvas that doesn't let our light shine.
Yes.
It shines differently. And in a sense, it's not fully and completely void of this dark shadow piece. So as soon as that's what I say to most people, as soon as you can recognize that it's not your voice, that it's not your truth, it goes away.
Yeah.
It's like the boogeyman in the closet when I was little. As soon as I'd open that, you know, closet up and look, I knew I was okay. You know. I just stayed in bed and thought and visualized it there, I was like, oh, you know, it's going to get me. And I really get that's the truth about uncovering these pieces that we have accepted as some part of us that somebody said a long time ago, or that we bought into it as women. You know, we bought in that women have to be good. Women can't have their own sexuality. Women, you know, don't have a voice. And, you know, that's where and I see this a lot of times, we don't even get that is some of the reasoning for women are afraid to fully be, you know, empowered by themselves. Because even through history, they weren't allowed. You know, they weren't allowed in their families, but they weren't allowed in throughout their lineage of how many lifetimes they may have had. So it could be why they're so afraid in this life. You know?
Because with my mom, this has always been an issue with the relationship with myself and my mom, where there was just a lot of cruelty.
Mm-hmm.
She was just very cruel to me as a young lady. You know, as a teenager. Never spoke to me, never had conversation, and everything that she said was always a negative. So it's taken me such a long time to get to the place that I am today that it's so precious for me, because I've always prayed and I've always known that someday I will get to this point. Mm-hmm. But I knew that I could deal with life. I just could not deal with her.
Or the presentation of how she perceived life, because you know, being a parent, you know, I realized that the way I view my world is the way my son at this age is going to view his world.
Absolutely.
So I am always aware that whatever I say about my day or my life or my friends or life itself is how my son is going to either shine or not shine.
Absolutely.
So he hears me, and the funniest thing is, like, my husband, his life is good is his best. He always says life is good, all the time. And he writes it in cards. It's his thing, life is good. Everybody sends him life is good shirts, and, you know, that's just who he is. He's a very positive guy who's gone through a lot, and you think to myself, you know, wow, if he can say life is good, it's got to be good, you know. So
Absolutely.
People love to be around him because that's just who he is. He's just this amazing, amazing light, you know. And so my son, you know, he'll look and say something to me. He goes, oh, Mom, life is good. You know? And I really got that, you know. He is shining as bright as his dad because of having his dad, right? But it goes the other way, too.
Absolutely.
You know, it goes the other way, that if you are raised by a very depressed and negative and only sees the you know, how you know, that is going to be the world that they keep you in until you're on your own to find out that that's not true.
Absolutely. No. But again, you know, I am blessed. God has been good. I've been to the bottom of the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
But God has always, the presence has always been there.
Yeah.
I would not be where I'm at today. And, you know, going further along on my journey and having grace. And there's, it's a struggle because it's a part of me. It's like, I don't deserve that grace because I feel like I haven't lived up to what my mother wanted me to be.
Right. It's just, you know, it's just that. It's her voice, and that's
exactly.
all.
Exactly.
It's just her voice. It's not yours.
Exactly.
And so what I do whenever it comes up for me, I just hear my mom's voice, see my mom's face, and separate it, just give it back to her, you know, just here you go. It's like a baton, you know, I just give it back and say, yep, that's your world, and this is mine. And mine, I'm breathing deep and I'm happy and I'm fulfilled and I feel I feel gratitude every minute.
Absolutely.
You know, and so I get that that's what we're having to do most of the time, is to decipher where does this feeling come from. If we can do that, we can get to the root of it and we can get rid of it. You know, the idea of keeping it around is not going to surface in any way.
No,
you know? So
no.
As long as we find out where it originally came in, we can get rid of it. And ultimately, we want to get rid of everything that's not true. And pretty much everything that has any negative energy to it is not true. Because if you look at a child, a baby, it is the perfect, you know, that's who you are.
Okay.
You're as clean and as bright and as precious and as amazing and as, you know, just when you see a child, everybody has to look at it, right? Because it's like this
smiles.
Beam of light that came in the room. I've noticed that with people. Everybody has to look at this.
Absolutely.
Because it's so pure. And that ultimately is who we are.
Wow.
And everything that has been layered and told and you know, is just what we're trying to decipher and get rid of now. Because none of it was true, you know. And ultimately, that I always try to see, and I think that's really my goal in life, is to see everything at its true state, its true form. And that's you. You are just like, I mean, I see, you know, around people's energy. You are just got so many angels around you, and you're just so bright and beautiful. And to me, it's like, let's always remember that about yourself. Let's always keep that always in your heart that that's who you are. And none of it, and in that, and being that beam of light, the job that comes to you is going to be your purpose, not a job.
Right.
You know, I always think, don't ask for a job because you could like sweep floors. Ask for your purpose, you know. Ask for my, you know. You know, if you want a job, I'll give you, you know. But you don't want a job. You've had jobs. You want your purpose to be fulfilled. That's a bigger question. And then the universe works with you.
That's true. And I think that I've never asked that. I've always asked for a job.
Yeah, no. Your purpose has got to be fulfilled. You could be, I could see amazing healer, therapist. I mean, maybe a little schooling might happen or a class in it. But you are just ready to do that. You know, absolutely. And in writing, you know, I do see a book around you that you could write. You're a great writer, and you have a good way of. Your story is a powerful one. That's what I keep hearing. Tell her story is a powerful one. So writing your story is an important thing. It could be, in a sense, you know, the next top. Yeah, I see it. If you do this and put some energy towards it, it's gonna work out well for you. You know.
Wow.
But you're going to have to be inspired at that level to do it, because but I feel as soon as you ask for, give me my purpose, you're given the energy necessary to get whatever it is done. And my friend who wrote a book never knew how to write a book. As soon as she asked to do her purpose, she started writing this book. So, yeah, isn't that funny? She was up all night, she couldn't sleep, so she started writing, and it was like they were just orchestrating her life in the way that was best for her to be fulfilled for her purpose.
See, and I think that's what the universe is waiting for with me,
mm-hmm.
is to be led to my purpose. And I haven't asked the question, lead me to my purpose.
Yeah.
I avoided that question.
Oh, well, again, because you're afraid of it might take you someplace, like to Africa someplace.
Exactly, because you don't know.
I mean, you don't know, right, when you
exactly.
say that. You're like, okay, am I really ready for this? But, yeah,
exactly.
It's a good one. It's a good one, because every day will be this amazing experience of your gifts, you know? And that's ultimately, I mean, why did we come in with all these gifts? Why did you come in with these healing hands? Why did you come in with, you know, this ability to put words together that so people could hear it. You know, that's different than, you know, for someone like a writer. To me, is a, I'm not a writer. I love to write, but I'm not a writer. I wouldn't know how to begin.
Okay.
But there are people that know, and it's just in them. They can do that. So to me, that is the gift that you've been given. So what we have to do is then be open to say, okay, I know my purpose is this. Instruct me. And my feeling is it's always just right there in front of you. You know, it has its own, you know it better than anybody, and it's usually your story.
That's
and it's usually the story written from the heroine position, you know.
So
those are the stories that people want to hear, right, especially now. They don't want to hear the, you know, and this happened and he raped me. And they want to hear how you got through it and how you ended up to be in this light place that you're in. Because ultimately, that's what I want to hear. I know the stories today that don't lead me into a nice place. I don't even listen to them, you know. You know, I mean, what good are they to me? So people are needing that. You know, we are needing to be inspired. And I know that you are one woman who can inspire people. So, you know, absolutely go there, look at it, let it sink in that this is what you needed to hear today.
Wow.
But,
I mean, I'm just
I know that's
a
lot, isn't it? It's like, well, I just wanted to know about my job. I know. You know, I wish it could be so simple. It's not.
See what happens when you ask the right question?
Yeah, that was, you know, if you just said, well, I was wondering about my boyfriend, that would be a whole different thing. But, you know, this is the work that, you know, for me, this is ultimately why I do the work, is because we don't really, you know, want to know about the boyfriend. The biggest question is, how do you feel about yourself so that when the boyfriend comes, you will be open and ready to receive the best and wonderful guy that you're supposed to receive, you know? And so we can ask the question that can just leave us to a yes and no. Does he love me or not love me? But that's not really what the universe wants you to know about yourself, so that you can get it or be open. Because I really get, once you're open, you get it, you know. It's like more about being open to the whole possibilities of what's happening in your world, you know. And to me, I just know this is happening, you know. It's a vibration you have, you know, and it's a calm, very grounded one. And so in that, that is where the healing comes in, you know. Because you can sit with my pain because you know your own. And you can sit with my insecurities because you know your own. And you can be the only way that you could have gotten good at that is to have gone through it.
This is true.
You know? Yeah. And I know that.
Fantastic.
Well,
you know,
I love
you're
you
awesome.
Too. You know, the thing is, that's really, you are fantastic. And that's the thing. You know, you have the same ability to speak to someone's heart as I do. Because I know you know your own. And that's really ultimately what I'm seeing. You know you are so well that you can really inspire those out there in the world that don't know it about themselves yet. And I get that's kind of what we're here to do, is to remind each other. You know, this is a momentary existence, this dimension. Let's make it a really good one. Let's have fun. Okay. Let's enjoy. My friend was saying, I am committed to joy. I said, me too. I like that. Let's do that, you know. So we can decide what it is that we're going to do, right, and then do it. It's really up to us. So I just love that. It's always changing. It's always possible. And the only person on our way is usually these old voices that weren't our voice to begin with. Just boot them out.
Absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
Yeah. But much goodness. Love, sweetie. I adore you, and I know that things are happening really well for you. So,
God
you
bless
just,
you. Thank you for
bless
for
you, sweetie,
being on the radio. This is just wow. This was all meant.
Yeah. Well, let me know what transpires after. So you know, you've gotten given the card now.
Yes.
And let's see what the dreams are. Because your dreams are going to come to you now in the next level of your work. And it will be like, okay, you know, this is what we've got. You're going to just see things. And it's going to be every moment you're going to be hearing somebody say, oh, did you do that? Did you go on the, did you write? Did you, you know? And that's really what you have to start to listen to, okay? Because I just know that from my perspective, that's kind of what happened with the show. I just started having a dream about it. And then I had a conversation about it, and then that conversation turned into somebody who knew somebody, and the next thing I know, here it was. So that's as easy as it can be for you. It's not difficult to have your purpose met. It's really just being open to it. And I know it's just right around the corner for you. I really get that. It's really like something's going to come, and you're going to take a class, maybe a Reiki class or a healing class. And I get it's coming. It's like really close, and you're just going to do it, and it's just going to be that they're going to go, that's what I was meant to do my whole life, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, so. Oh. But I do see your hands being, you know, very powerful and healing. Yeah.
Yes.
And energy work, you know, energy work is different than massage. It's really just laying your hands and doing your Reiki or doing your visualization that moves this person's energy to a higher vibration. It's really very simple. but it's being kind of shown how to do it. I feel that that is coming your way. So just keep an eye on that one.
Very good. Thank you.
All right, love
so
that.
Very much.
You're welcome.
I feel
and
like,
have a great
you know,
day.
You're an old friend. And
I know.
We have
I feel that way, too.
And...
I just love your voice. I love your energy. It's awesome.
You are so beautiful. Just so beautiful. So
well,
beautiful.
Ditto.
God bless
you,
too. Patty. Thank you.
Blessings.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Heart and soul, who are we talking to? Let me just get the next caller. Hold on, everybody. Oh, hi, you're on Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to?
Hello?
Hi, who am I talking to?
This is Camille in Northern California.
Hi, Camille. How are you?
I'm well. How about yourself?
Oh, good, good, good. Having a great day. So what
good,
is, if you
too.
Have one question you'd like to ask, don't, if you ask a big question, you might get a big reading.
Okay.
All right.
Just, I feel like things are starting to fall into place in my life. And I have been featured on a few Blog Talk radio shows reading tarot and things. Yeah. And now it's one of those things where I can excel giving readings for other people.
Mm-hmm.
It's just more of a challenge to center myself and give myself a reading.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So
it's funny,
I'm
I had
wondering.
The first reading myself when I was home, and it was my first one ever. It was very good.
Oh.
I was like, well, that's good. And yeah, so I can hear you on that one. I actually read for a couple of other readers myself because they just call and say, can you just check in with this and see what you think? And I think having
yeah.
someone else have a vision that's equal to the one you already have just validates it for you, you know?
And that's mm-hmm. exactly why I'm calling today.
Okay, let's see. Let's
yeah.
just see what shows up, and then if it's in it, let's see if it's on the same page.
All right.
Okay, so first card, compromise, shadow, risk, purpose. That's so interesting. And denial. Whoa. All right. So it feels like, you know, when you have a shadow piece that you have inside of you, like we're talking about the voice of the mother or something that's in you, a lot of times that's the block for me that doesn't allow me to really get my own vision, you know,
right.
of what's happening. So let's see. Let's ask. Okay, it says partnership and love. That's interesting. So sometimes your partnership or your love, you have maybe sat back with it a little, that you haven't let that transpire for you. So, and restriction. Interesting. Restriction. Well, restriction, I mean, could be in the partnership, allowing yourself to be vulnerable. Because, you know, readers can read, but a lot of times they're not vulnerable themselves, you know?
Right.
That ultimately is the reason they can't be read. I've read a lot of people, and I can't read them because they are not being vulnerable. They really have a restriction. So it could be the answer to what is going on for you, that there is a restriction that's stopping you to say, okay, let see into me. See into me.
Mm.
You know? It's that intimacy. Into me, you see. Now, death just showed up. The death card.
Which one?
Death just came in.
Death, okay.
Death, yeah. Okay, so maybe either you have been dealing with somebody on the other side, or because you are a medium or a reader, you are working on that level of connecting to the other side. So it could be more
right.
That. Yeah, and then priorities. Well, your priority is to do this work, right? So
okay.
it really is who you are, what you were meant to do. It's really inevitable that yeah, another loss came up. Well, so in your own life, you probably have had, and this is probably why you're a good reader, you probably have had, and it feels like that, you've had a lot of ups and downs, deaths and losses, partnerships
yes.
and love. So you can connect to a lot of the vibrations of people that you are reading for.
Oh, yeah.
It's like you're plugging in. I feel like you're an operator. And you have a little switchboard. And because of all the experiences that you have had as a person, death, loss, divorce, you know, you can pick up into the vibration that is around people really easy. because of who you are. Yeah, it does say rest. Okay, rest would indicate that there you have to take the time to really take that nap that you're feeling if you're tired for the day, and don't push yourself past, or just do one or two readings, because readings can definitely kind of wear you out a little if you don't do your protection. But rest came up, so it might just be right now they're telling you, please take care of yourself. And then victory. Oh, victory. That's a good one. That means it's working. I mean, I get that you're probably going to be moving into higher realms of doing your work, you know, working with, like, other people, doing, like, big, I almost see, like, an auditorium of people that you're going to be working with. More mass, almost like a Williams, you know, like Lisa Williams does, like she walks in a room and she can read the whole. I see that's coming, because victory means that you're going to move past some of the things that keep you in this realm, but into kind of a higher vibration of it. So that's powerful.
Oh, good.
And then new life, yeah, victory and new life. So that is, those two cards came up. So to me, that really indicates that when that happens, when that shifts, when you get to be a well-known, in a sense, everybody's knowing this name, everybody's hearing about you, it's going to be a new life. You're going to be...
Interesting.
And business. Oh, new life and business and victory, all the same. So absolutely, and let's ask, let me see, how many cards?
Yes, please.
Many. Drop it. That's interesting. It's interesting that it says if you drop it. So if you drop any of the drop it would indicate, like, if you're holding on to something, even if it's something, just letting the whole aspect of your vision go, of how it should be and all that. So just drop it and let it, instead of, just drop whatever it is your perception is about this and any judgment you have about it. Okay, so we're just going to drop that off and leave it over there.
Okay.
And then really sit with the nothingness and the possibility, and not even your own, what you'd like, but just let it be an endless possibility for what you're going to be doing into the realms of the future. Because I get sometimes we are limiting our own vision by having a vision.
Yeah, I understand
you,
that.
You know what I mean by that? Okay,
yes,
so it's really clear that was what the drop it was about. So let's not have any vision. Let's just keep it wide open. And victory, and then you will find this new life in this business that is, and new beginnings come up. So it could be that you are going to be moving and leaving where you are and really setting forth on a new adventure. It feels that way to me.
Okay. What does that mean? I mean, I understand new adventure, but I love where I'm living.
Yeah, but when you start to get busy, you know, with what you're going to be doing, you may have to be moving, and you may travel, and so it's going to be new beginnings.
Oh, traveling, yes.
Yeah,
I love traveling.
But it may be that you may have to, you know, go to a place for, you know, 3 weeks and work there, and then, so it won't be that, you'll be going to be moving around, yeah.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah. Because I got a little nervous because I'm from Los Angeles, and my story is, unfortunately, my parents were a murder-suicide when I was 5 years old.
Uh-huh.
And because of that, I was brought to live with my maternal grandmother, who very, you know, overprotected, very sheltered me from, and kept me away from the rest of my family. So my significant losses in my life were obviously my parents, and then the opportunity to know my extended family of cousins and things. I was not allowed to have those connections until now. Since 2005, I've been very proactive in getting to know my extended family and seeing where I fit into the family. And in the process, I had a romantic relationship with someone who eventually committed suicide. So the three significant...
So that death card was really, really about... Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
so
what
you have had... So this has been severely in your face all the time, you know, people...
All my life.
All of your life, yeah.
And what ended up happening, because as a result of death and loss... I was blessed materially and financially, and I was allowed to go to school. Some money came in from the deaths of my parents. I inherited a property in L.A., and I was allowed to live and grow and do things, really take a lot of time for myself that I could not have done otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
And the house that I had inherited, it was a property that was very old. I really imagine being 20 years old and inheriting a duplex, and suddenly you are a property manager. You have all these responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
And it really anchored me in a way. But I stayed there like 10 years, and I got this vision that told me to move to the place where I am living now. And I just researched the place, and the doors opened up. And maybe I got the vision in early January of 07, and by early May of 07, I had made the move.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm living in the place where Spirit led me, and I'm not really sure why I've been led here, but I know that the people I am meeting here have been very good to me. And even if it's like, let's say, trying out new relationships, even if the relationships don't work out, mm-hmm. I realize I'm growing spiritually from those connections.
Absolutely.
So the best thing that I've been able to do.
But that's what's making you such an amazing reader, too, because the other side has, you know, when you have had a lot of death and you, as a young child, has had to have a relationship with your parents on the other side, it fine-tuned you as almost a medium as well to check, to feel that vibration when those energies are around you. So I get that a lot of our experiences make us who we are, and it sounds like this particular place that you are in is just developing you so that you will, it's like a springboard effect for me. That's what I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the place, it's not the, you know, Holy Grail you're in. You are on a springboard, and it's going to be taking you into these other dimensions of work. But I do see it's almost like you get picked up by like Hay House or a big name, and you start to be doing this on a bigger level than you have been doing, you know? I do see that coming. Or maybe like almost like having, I don't know if you have an agent, but it feels like you might need one. Yeah, feels like you may need somebody who will direct you, in a sense, to the, you know, places that people want to be around your work. And so that's really what I'm feeling. I don't, you know.
Interesting.
Yeah, I know. It's not about the money. You know, that's interesting because most of the work we do isn't about that. It's about really just opening ourselves up to this place in us that we are truly in, you know, which is your psychic ability. So the more that we are tuned into that, the frequency then sets itself at this higher vibration so that everything works on that level, you know, just like you said,
of course.
Spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Spirit came and said, here, move to this place. I hear you with that one. I think a lot of people need to hear that, too, that like we were talking with this, with the other woman that just called, we really have to know that the purpose that we have has to be the question that we ask. You know, is this my purpose?
Yeah.
So do you feel, it's a question, do you feel that you are living your purpose right now?
How do I answer? Well, I must be because I'm here. I'm doing something.
Right.
One thing that I've done 2 days ago, I set out a table and I put pictures of old friends,
mm-hmm.
and I put pictures of me as a little girl, and I actually put a picture of my mother out. I've never done that.
Mm-hmm.
She died when I was 5,
mm-hmm.
and I have never put a picture of her out, and I put it as the focal point of this table,
mm-hmm.
and so I'm kind of like allowing myself to release any residual feelings,
mm-hmm.
grief or whatever it may be. I'm putting myself in at peace with things that have happened.
Mm-hmm.
And if I communicate with her, it must be subconscious because I can't really tell you.
Mm-hmm.
but I am allowing myself to be at peace with that, and I am allowing myself to be at peace with the things that have come into my life because, you know, I was listening to your past callers, and people are struggling for employment and everything, mm-hmm. and for me, anything that blessings that have come into my life and opportunities have been the result of extreme family tragedies.
Right. So your fortune, has been given because of I know, but in
and someone sense, does, yeah.
But I believe it is the blessing that they transcended to you, you know, because I really get like my husband died, so I'm just relating that to myself, and he left me with a lot of money too. And I really got that, you know, he was grateful to have done that for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so it left me in this world that, you know, wasn't stressed so that I could do my work, you know. So
right.
So is that, to me, a designed plan so that you can do your work at the extent and depth and, in a sense, freedom because you're not doing it for money anymore. You're doing it because it's who you are. So you become more authentic because it's not about the money.
Well, see, now that's interesting. Like, and I've also, what I in my travels, I've met people who have been very resentful
mm-hmm.
because it's hard if you yourself do not have something, and you see someone who does have something, even if that thing that you covet is not something that is appropriate for you, you still mm-hmm. want it. So I've had to deal over the years with people who did not approve of me for having earned this education or leading a particular lifestyle or having a home or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a battle. And now I'm making peace with that. It's like opening myself up to receive and being in gratitude and
I hear you though with that one. I do. I hear
yeah.
you. I hear you that because I got that a little bit myself within my own family, you know.
Oh yes.
It became a real like I felt like, well, I didn't change. You know, I had this horrible thing happen, and it was a terrible, my young husband dies, and I mean it was and yet I didn't feel they really saw that, you know, it was a blessing. They
right.
were almost a little jealous of it, in a sense. And it really kind of became a weirdness of them looking at me differently. And I just thought to myself, I'm still me. I mean, I'm, you know, if anything, I'm in a position maybe to help more people, and that's what I do. But it really got to be an obvious feeling of energy shift that people were looking at me differently, you know?
Right.
And as soon as I recognized it, I really was able to not let it be in the way of my loving them, you know? Because I love them.
Oh, yeah.
I just love them, and I would just have to realize, okay, that's just because they have a thing about money.
Yeah.
You know, and it's their issue. It's just that's all it is. It's just their issue. And they haven't been able to work out their innocent resentment towards money. If either they
right.
have it or they don't have it. And some people, you never hear people, they say this, and this is something true. They'll say, he's not a bad guy, even though he's rich. Or something like that. I've heard people say that. Like, they're like,
that's
what?
Funny.
Like, you know, they have like a feeling about money being bad.
Wow.
You know, not a bad guy for a rich guy. And you hear like these, and I realized that they had an issue with having money. So no wonder
yeah.
they don't have any. Because
that
when you have
true.
An issue, right, when you have an issue with something, you're going to be, you're up against the very thing that you want.
Right.
So if I, you know, have a feeling that somebody driving a nice car is an asshole, because they think that, they do. They think, you know, I've heard that too, you know, the guy rolls, and the way they tell the story, the guy rolls up in a Mercedes, you know, like, what's so bad about a Mercedes? It's just a car, you know, but they have a feeling about it. and they have a story in their head about this money and how this guy should be. So in a way, they are never going to receive the gift of wealth because they have a negative feeling about it to begin with. The universe will not give them money if they can't look at a wealthy person and be great and be happy for them. It's the truth. It's so true. Like, if I can't look at you and be grateful that you have what you have and be honored that they gave that in the spite of all that happened to you, you were given this gift. I know that I feel that for you. And I am thinking, well, good for you. You know, really, I am. And so I can't do that, then how could I ever accept it for myself?
Exactly. Yeah. And see, what I am doing now, obviously, I must manifest more. And it's one of those things where I've been reading Catherine Ponder books throughout the years, and she stresses success is, 98% inner preparation and 2% outer action.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I've been blessed in that I've been able to attract without intense manual or physical labor, and I've been able to develop intellectual gifts and intuitive abilities. So now I'm kind of, okay, I've attracted this, now I must attract more of that so that I can further secure what I already have.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying not to stress myself out or anything. I'm learning how to appreciate what already exists in life, and I'm just wondering if I am on the appropriate path for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like from the messages that you are interpreting, sounds like I am.
Yeah, yeah. I would say so. But I think that this is the vibe I'm getting, that let's let that, because when it said drop it, let's let that whole thought go, that you have to do anything, because it is already there. And the people, you know, that's because you don't have an issue about it. Just like money, you don't have an issue about money, so money's going to come to you. You don't have an issue about being, reading, being intellectual, or, you know, some people just don't think they could ever do that. So they just, it's not going to happen. That's not your vibe. You've got the vibe that's already open and available for whatever it is that it perceives the next step is going to be. That's as simple as it's going to get.
Okay.
So it's like step out of your own way and let the next move just unfold, because it's almost like I'm seeing it's already lined up, you know, and it's already lined up so that the next person that knows you, meets you, is going to know this person who's, you know, so it feels like this big ripple effect that's going to happen. But it's not because you did anything. It's just because that's what you were meant to do. So it's like your birth was a blessed birth, even though it had such, we were talking about that, everything that shapes us makes us who we are. You know, all these big things. And so the level of intensity that has happened just in having you come through is the biggest I think I've ever heard, really. And to see where you are now, and to be in a spiritual place and a peaceful place and not an angry place and not all, you know, is truly the gift that you were given. So it's like you arrived, it's like a God's birth, you know. Like if a God was to be born, you know, you think about the extent of the birth and how struggled it might have been, and yet this little baby was, you know, like Moses, a story about Moses, you know, he went down and he became king, you know. But it wasn't the way it normally happens for people. And that, to me, feels like how it was for you. It wasn't this traditional, but it had all these ebbs and flows and depths of uncovering the kind of the purpose for you, you know?
Right.
I mean, do you have, it's funny, but I just keep seeing you as a speaker, you know?
Yeah. Good, because I haven't done any public speaking. However, when I get quiet and I examine my astrology, my chart, my numerological chart,
mm-hmm.
and pay attention to my own dreams and meditations and readings, one of the things that I would love to do
mm-hmm.
is public speaking.
Mm-hmm.
I have a degree in creative writing, and I have also trained as a makeup artist and as a hypnotherapist.
Mm-hmm.
And I taught myself the tarot and other metaphysical or occult things.
Mm-hmm.
And I currently, while I do read tarot cards, I also organize a women's meetup group on meetup.com.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah. And so I'm very proficient in events planning mm-hmm. and public relations, and that is one thing that I would love to put out there
mm-hmm.
and plan and promote events and causes and people and things
yeah.
and actually be paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
Because
sure.
I know that that's something that I'm a very people-oriented person. I've got Cancer in seventh house in Sun, Mercury, and Venus. So I'm a very people person, interested in building personal relationships and
mm-hmm.
public relationships. So I'm very in tune with that.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of gets a little nervous or stressful or something because it's like, okay, how do I put that out there and say, hey, I'm here, I want to do your PR, I want to handle something for you, how do I put it out there and attract the appropriate person who will trust in my abilities and compensate me accordingly?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I just think it's right in front of you. I just saw her tell her there's a person in her group now that would love her to do that for her. So I get that it's right in front of you. You know,
okay.
It's just you saying, I will do this for you. And they'll say, oh, that'd be great. But I think that's what it's so clear that whatever you say, it will happen. So it's like,
right.
So let's have that conversation with 10 people, okay? And then in those 10 people, I want you to say it to the next 10 people you see, okay? 10 people, even if it's at the supermarket, I mean, wherever you go, that this is what you want to be doing. And within
okay.
those 10 people, I know probably within the fourth person, you will get someone to say, you know, I would love you to help me with this. I'd like to organize this and get this to happen for my business. And I know that it's going to happen. Because it's like,
yeah.
I really got that. I already saw you doing that. So it's really about you just having the statement of fact that that's what you're available to do right now. Because it really, they didn't know you were available to do this. And
no.
So the universe can fill it in. Yeah. Because, you know, that's how easy it's going to be for you. That's how
okay.
easy, because the purpose is you are in the purpose. And when you're in the purpose, it's easy. It's not a struggle. It's really just about having the statement of fact that says, you know, I'd like to do this. And then this is how I could do it. You know, maybe explain.
Okay.
And so I feel that is the turning point for you, is just the statement of fact. Is to say, this is what I'm going to be doing. I'd like this. I know I can do it. And mention it to, I know within 10 people it will manifest. But I have a feeling it's going to manifest within 4 for you. But
oh, good.
That you will get an offer of having to do this. And so have an
good.
Idea on how it's going to be beneficial to you. Let's say you orchestrate a gathering, and 200 people come to the door, and the price is $20 or whatever to get in to hear a speaker speak or a musician play or whatever you're going to do. That is could be how you get paid. You get
right.
You know, 10% of what the door takes in. Or, you know, however it works out, you could find out what that is. But that could be how you could start making money right off the bat and not have it be right up front for the person to, so they're going to try you out and you're going to
mm-hmm.
do a great job because that's who you are, and it's going to work out.
Oh, good. Yeah. Because
yeah.
I don't want to be nervous about money or anything.
No, nervous. No. I just, you know,
no.
see it like, you know, it's like Oprah. You just remind, I mean, Oprah can just decide to do something, and the next moment it works out beautifully. you know?
Yeah.
Her own, I love that station. I think it's awesome. But she decided she didn't want to do it herself. She wanted to be more the producer of things, and she just stepped out, and it just worked out. But her vision was big, you know?
That's true.
And to me, it wasn't like there wasn't an end to Oprah just because she wasn't the person in front of the camera anymore. She continued the vibration of what she started. And that's really ultimately what you're going to be doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I can dig that.
Yeah, I can dig it too.
Okay, yeah. It's just,
you know, I love that you're just it's just a power that is beautiful and in sync with what the planet needs. So when I feel that, I just know that you're vibrating at this higher level that we are being asked to do and being asked to orchestrate and being asked to come forward with. So in your putting together people who have written books or who are other psychics who you really like, it's going to enable the vibration to really spread out even at a higher, faster pace. And so that's what I know we're here to do. I always think that, you know, I don't know sometimes how it's supposed to look. I just know that it's happening. You know, so if you feel that way, I really don't know how it's supposed to look. I just know that it's supposed to be, and it's going to work into that direction, and it's just going to manifest itself 10 times faster than it normally had before. That's what I know. What my guides have been telling me. Like, I don't care. You know, it's not up to you. That's what one of them told me.
Right.
You know what
I
mean? It has nothing to do with it. It's not the ego involved. It's really just the energy that needs to be put forth into the planet vibration. Yeah. So
that makes sense. Okay. So I'm, because it's, you know, I know how much historically, it's one of those things where I'm used to like one yearly sum coming that, which is interesting because imagine you're being used to like receiving one lump sum once a year that you have to budget for your year type of thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that would be
hard.
Yeah. So it would be nice for you to have an income that's more steady that you can live on.
Yeah,
sure.
And that's the thing. We're like, I'm used to receiving, like, one specific sum once a year that I, extend for the year. I'm used to handling a large sum of money all at once.
Right.
I'm not used to go like little by little type of thing.
I hear you.
I'm not used to
you.
Like, yeah.
But I think
that's
why this will be a little bit of a challenge for you to actually see money coming in on just a steady basis, you know? And then if you do this job, you get this money at the end, you know? Like, let's say you orchestrate you know, could be even a party. It could be some kind of benefit at clubs or wherever you could do, you know,
that
kind of thing. So you can orchestrate it that way, that you put it together, you advertise for them. You have your budget on how much it costs. And so, of course, they pay for that, what it costs you to get everything together for them. But then for payment for the work you've done in the organization, then it could be right off the bat. So that's what you'll get, you know, 5% or whatever it is. So it makes it a little easier to get your money right away. Because a lot of my friends who do that type of work, it takes them a long time to get paid from the company and all this. And so they could be without a paycheck for months at a time. It's like almost like a
Yeah, see,
system.
So they
do a lot of work and legwork, and they have a lot of money out before they get the money. So it could be that you could orchestrate it a little bit easier for you and a little better and more in the now, you know.
Okay.
So, yeah. But I know, you know, it feels like you're right on the button, you know, of what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
Next. Yeah. And I almost see you doing it yourself and maybe even teaching how to do it. You know, because there are a lot of people out there that want to know how to be an organizer or, you know, a PR person. And if you have the ability, and that's what I almost see you doing, speaking and teaching this, it's one way also to make some income for you, too, is to have, like, workshops for women attended, how to teach this. So that's another aspect of your gift that you could do.
Okay, because I have a shop that I'm affiliated with, and I am in concert with the owner of this shop, and she has already approached me to at least host a workshop on the basics of tarot reading.
Right.
And
right.
It's just, you know, upcoming. I haven't scheduled it yet, but
yeah.
I know how to do that, to facilitate that. So, and she, you know, she really wants people to teach creative classes. So, okay, I'll give that
consideration. That is like, that is, yeah, that would be like right off the bat what you know you can do. You know,
okay.
is to teach what you already know. But you are a great teacher. And so in the teaching of it, we are actually helping people learn a trade and to help themselves get in the world and change it and on a vibration.
Right.
So the more students we have that want to learn how to do the work, do the meditation, do the tarot, read, you know, or do dream work or whatever, the more that we are creating this, in a sense, this other vibration, this other matrix, that's the planet's in need of, you know?
Okay.
So that's what I ultimately see is why you're...
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you so much. I'm so
you're
glad
welcome.
I came
Let me know how it goes.
Program.
I can't wait to hear.
Yeah.
Right,
okay. Now. Thank you so much.
Bye, sweetie.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Hi, you're in Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to?
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. Who is this?
This is Lolita.
Hi, Lolita. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Yeah. This has been a wonderful show.
Yeah.
I know it's been a great, great, great energy. So let's ask your question. I'll get right
I have here. A very weird question here.
Okay.
My mother, her first child, she passed away when she was 6 months old, and her name is Manisha.
Mm-hmm.
I just found out today that my mom's brother, who passed away, you know, about 5-6 years ago, his third daughter was named Manisha. Now, no one has known in the family. I just literally just found out, and we've always called her by a different name.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been trying to connect with my sister, but come to find out, I've been told that she's going to be reincarnated to her family. But as we're talking about this, she's like, you know, on my birth certificate from India, my name is Manisha. I was wondering if you're able to tell me, like, why or what was there. I guess I'm kind of lost why the family doesn't know.
Why they don't know about her.
Her real name.
Her real name.
Yeah, because I think that's very sentimental, especially my mom's the oldest amongst the four children.
Yeah, I hear you. But this was, again, this was something that came from India to America, right? So that people didn't have a lot of information on births probably then too, right? So.
No. My mom, this was,
they knew.
This was known. Yeah, this is, my mom is the oldest. She had a brother, two brothers, and she has another sister. Her brother has like 6-5 kids right now, but he has passed away. But her third daughter, like, it's in her 30s right now. And we just talked, and we become very close, and she just finally told me that, do you know that my name is also Manisha? So I asked her, does anyone else know? She's like, I don't think so. And I just called my mom, and my mom didn't even know.
Hmm.
So I found it to be strange.
Yeah, I hear you with that one. So let's just see what the cards say. I'm just going to... So first...
Okay.
Words, first is solitude, empathy, suffering, judgment, oh my goodness, risk, purpose, yeah. Okay, it's suffering, judgment, risk, solitude. It feels like she might have, it doesn't feel like she had a very... easy time at life. So I'm wondering if her death would have been that a really hard, struggling, suffering death. So
she had pneumonia.
Okay, because that's what we're picking up on here. Okay, great. And solitude and, you know, trying to, yeah. All right, so purpose, creativity, invention, priorities, competition. So was there there was another child, which was, could there have been competition within the family with who she was and who this other child might have been? Like maybe a parent who who was more attached to another child than her? I mean, was there competition? Did you ever hear of that going on within the family?
Yeah, I'm the oldest in my mom's side of the family, and I'm 38, and everyone else is younger than me. So as I was growing up, I always got favored by my grandfather.
Okay.
And her mother, I think, was kind of bitter with that and didn't really understand. And, you know, we were raised by a single mom at the age of 5 in the United States. So I guess we had a lot of empathy towards us, especially my grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
And so all the kids were born in India. And we were born here, and we were the first ones here.
Mm-hmm.
And so I could see the competition amongst me and my cousins.
Yeah, because you're in America, and they didn't have the opportunity to come, or they did.
They're all here now.
Okay,
they're
but eventually,
here. Yeah.
Okay, they're all here, and they. So that sense of competition might be what we're getting. So what we're getting to is okay. So there was a shadow. When shadow comes up, it means that there was something about the birth that they did not want to admit to, okay? So that could be why you didn't hear about it. It could be something that kept this birth, this name, this person, even in the shadow of its of the family, you know? So there could have been a feeling of, you know, shame around this whole child. That's what it feels like to me. That's why no one talked about it. There's a shadow piece there. And you don't know, you'd have to ask the people. You'd have to be able to talk to the grandmother, the father, you know, all that. And if they would talk about it, it would be great. But you may not know why. But I'm getting that there was a shadow around this child. And that was why it just kind of, you know, she died, and then that was it. They didn't talk about it.
No one did. She was the first grandchild.
Yeah, isn't that wild? So there was definitely something that they did not want it to continue as a lineage, you know, like as a story. So they just didn't talk about it. It does say intuition, balance, and new life for you. Interesting.
Yeah.
So, it's intuition, balance, and new life, and business as well. So,
great.
Yeah. So, I would get that you know, are a healer. I'm picking up that you're, and
I'm getting there.
And you're, okay. And that is probably why this piece is so important to you, because you.
It is. It's very important to me. Yeah. I don't know why, but I want to know, like, why do they name her that name? To me, I feel like my mom has suffered, and no one has told her that they have named another grandchild in the family this name. Why doesn't no one know? And to me, I feel offended for my, like, I feel like, why? I just want to know why, and no one's talked about it.
Yeah. Well, when there's a shadow around something like that, it could be because of her birth. It might be that they didn't approve of how she came into the world. Who knows? We don't know. But I'm guessing the shadow piece is why the family has kept it over as like a quiet thing, you know? So maybe if you uncovered more about her life and who she was and whatever you could about her, you might find some answers. That will
be... You mean my sister or my cousin?
Yeah, maybe your sister.
My sister's the one that passed away at 6 months old.
Well, I know. Well, let's find out about. Oh, so the cousin. All right. Okay.
I don't know why that's really getting me.
Okay, so there is something here that it's not showing me a clear. I'm not seeing a clear path. So it feels like they're doing that to me on purpose because it's not clear. You know, because there's something there that we need to uncover. Like there's like some information that you're going to have to uncover through the family. Ask the questions. Maybe find out a birth. Something's going to give you information on this situation. That's why it's like I'm looking and I'm getting jolted around because maybe it's going to take you to talk to a couple of different people to find out one answer. So.
Well, the thing is, I just talked to my mother.
Yeah.
And she was shocked. She's like, I never knew that she was named Manisha. We always called her one other name, which is Komal. And no, she doesn't even know. My mom, my mother doesn't even know. My mother's the oldest child amongst all their brothers and sisters, and she does not even know that they named the third daughter after her daughter. We don't know if it's after her daughter. I guess the thing is, like, why are you naming her that? When my mom, back in the day, lost a six-month-old daughter that everyone, I think, really still admires because they keep it inside, and you can, when they bring up their name, you can see that glow in them. And I guess because she died at a young age, or I don't know, but it's just like, okay, why is this all of a sudden coming up? Because I've been trying to channel with her, and all of a sudden this came up, and she said it was in her astrology chart. When, you know, when you're born in India, you get a chart, and that's how her name is written out.
I see, yeah. So what did she say when you contacted her? Did she have any information?
They won't let me talk to her because she's getting to be, I know it sounds weird, but reincarnation mode. And so that was the only thing. And I've always said to myself, if once I do have a girl, that I was going to name her Manisha. Mm-hmm. And then my cousin just told me, but literally 20 minutes ago, that, do you know, because we were told she's about to be pregnant, we think, and they're also saying that she might be reincarnating through her or me. But when she told me her name was Manisha, I just got freaked out, I think, because I felt like, why doesn't no one know about this? Either it can be a good thing or a bad thing, but why keep this on a secret level where nobody in the family knows?
Right, yeah. I think it's in the shadow of the family. Yeah, there's definitely something there that they didn't want
they,
to. Yeah, maybe
they
it was.
Do that despite?
Yeah, I get that.
Okay.
Something, yeah, I do. I think that's what you might, if you continue to find out about that, there may be something that answers that question to why they just didn't go there. You know, they just won't go there with that. And the information wasn't even available for people to know. So let's just think of how we can get more information from her, even if she's, even if she's moving into birth, you may be able to ask her guide for information.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
So go and,
sure,
you know, ask her guide. Say, I'd like to speak to the Manisha's guide. Could you give me some information on, or help me find this answer to this question? Because
okay,
I know that, you know, it's probably something you wouldn't have known unless you go searching for it.
No, I know that's what I'm going to have to do, and I know I'm not going to get the right answers either.
But I do get that your willingness to have her come through you in knowing who you are is probably who she'll wait to come through. So even if, you know, you're like a beacon for her soul, and you're available and you're aware of her and all that. And I believe that's why she will come through you. Real interesting, a quick story. When I was working, I was doing some body work on my girlfriend who couldn't get pregnant. So while I was working on her, this energy came around and told me to tell her that, yes, she could get pregnant, and it will be a girl. And she gave me her whole description of what she was going to look like and everything. And so, but she had to get the okay. This was what the spirit told me. Had to get the okay from the father. And so I said, you know, this is going on. She had just started dating this guy, like, for 3 months. And so she said, well, I'll mention it to him to see if he's open to having another child. So sure enough, he said to her, I'm going to go for a hike. I'm going to see if it's okay. And when I get down from the mountain, because we live in the mountains, I'll let you know the answer. So he did. He went for a hike, and he came back, and he told her, I would be open to having a child with you. And they've only knew each other for 3 months. Well, what do you think? She gets pregnant, within the month, calls me and says, I can't believe it. You know, I've only one ovary. It's been, I'm 45, and, you know, this is just, like, you know, beyond what I can imagine. And the wildest thing is my guide that I used to always work with, her name was Aluna.
Wow.
And when I was reading, when this voice came in, it was Aluna's voice that was telling me that she was going to be born, right? So I didn't say anything. I never mentioned it. And so I'm now, they, of course, make me the godmother of this girl. And guess what her name is? Alana.
Wow, that's awesome.
Which the mother just decided that was her name, and I thought, you don't know how right on you are about her name. And she's now born, but get this one. She is now born. I was knowing who she was. I said, you know, I know you're a powerful being. I know you're here for me as well. So whatever it is that you're here to teach me, I'm open to. So I'm her godmother. At her blessing, I meet my husband.
Are you serious?
I swear to God. I meet my husband,
my God.
And we have a son named Ben. And I was doing some work, and Aluna told me that she had to bring her partner through. So she not only was born, but her partner Ben was born, which is my son. And so indirectly from that reading, my son was born, she was born, and I was married to my girlfriend's ex-boyfriend, which is my husband. So it's really interesting to see how it orchestrates itself. You know, when you're open to this whole process happening for you. And I just know. I just know that she's going to wait and be your child. So don't worry about it, no matter what the reason was or what happened to her and why we didn't know about her. She will have a chance to be born and be born through you, which will really, for the first time, respect her and give her, in a sense, the grace and the love that she never had in that particular life. So I just know it's just going to be an amazing journey.
I appreciate it. Sorry to make it so confusing.
But I do see the bigger picture. Yeah, and it's a good one. And I do get that you could ask her guide if you wanted to, but I don't. I just feel that she's going to wait and come through you. I really do. I really do.
Okay.
I really have a feeling that even if it's in the next, you know, 6 years, she's just going to wait. It's only a minute, a second. You're not even, there's no time up there. So it's really just her waiting to be born through someone who is saying, I want you to come through me. I know I for some reason, this became an interest of yours. And that to me is not, think about it. Why are you being haunted by this? No one else is, right? So there is a connection to this particular spirit that you have.
Yeah, I just see my mom going through. Like, I can tell she holds it on. She won't talk about it. So I've always said that, and when I have a girl, I'm going to name her that. So I've always said that for years now.
Yeah. And it will happen, for sure. I mean, it will. And to me, I'm just going to ask for the right appropriate person to the other, you know, to bring this through you. That's, to me, it's ultimately what, you know, to manifest it for you so that it can happen. But, it's just this journey we're on, but it's just the mystery of it all. But
yeah,
it is orchestrated and designed. And, and when I sit back and see it, then it becomes clear, you know?
Yeah.
And you can put the dots together for yourself. And to me, that's what you're doing. So,
yeah.
Blessings.
Thank you so much. Blessings
to
you.
Call me. Let me know if anything comes
up. I will.
Okay.
I will.
All right. Much love.
Bye.
Hi, you're on Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to?
Hello?
Hi. Who am I talking to?
Hi. I'm so glad I got on. I was listening for like 2 hours and I forgot to press one. my name is Pooja, and I heard earlier in the show that you had a message for me, and I really needed one.
Oh, I did. Yes, it's so funny because I was just thinking I never get them, and I'm thinking something's up here. So they like all came in and said, these are the people we have some messages for. So let me read for you, really, and see what they have to say. Oh, talk to God. First card. Talk to God, give it to God, and say, I'm sorry. Interesting. And then turn back and celebrate you. Okay, so it feels like the change that's going around on right now for you is in the past. And by celebrating you, by saying, you know, it's that all that stuff is back there, and I do need to let it go and, you know, say I'm sorry for whatever I participated in, whatever that is. You know, and we always participate in some way, if it's and that to celebrate you. So, and change the scenery. So celebrate you and change the scenery means that really new things are coming your way, like a new job, a new love, a new, then, oh, and have fun. Oh, good. So it feels like the vibration around you has shifted. And just don't sweat the small stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So if there was anything that you have to get from this, is to share your gifts, which they're saying that you will be doing, sharing your gifts. Celebrate, have fun, and don't sweat, and put, and now you do put others first. It's saying that to do that, but sometimes when we are not doing it to like the full extent that we could be doing, it's just reminding us to put others first, and that makes us feel better. So
well,
let's say you.
I feel like that's all I've been doing, and it's hard when because. I don't know if you remember, I spoke to you last time, and
yes,
I was
do.
One with the hot spring.
Yeah,
God.
Absolutely.
So last week was absolutely perfect. I was very busy. I was doing healings left and right. But I think when you're in that kind of flow, people grab onto you, and they want a piece of it. Everybody wants a piece of it. And so there's mm-hmm. a little bit of discernment problem, and I feel like all I've been doing is giving myself away. And so...
it could be what put others first is about too. You know, it's that's what you've been doing. So it could be on the other hand, you know, where you've been. So we're reading it as the cards come. So it makes sense to you that you have been putting others first. So yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And you've been sharing your gifts. So that makes sense to me too. So if you weren't, then you should, but if you are, let's see what the card's next card is.
So what I'm curious about is what's happening is after I'm doing all these healings, I feel like I'm shifting inwardly, so I have to take a time out.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Am I correct about that? Is that what
yeah,
I'm
yeah, absolutely.
So it's
yeah.
like my own healing.
And then, oh, the next card I just pulled is say no.
Exactly.
So, yeah, they're agreeing with you, absolutely, is to say no to giving too much of yourself away so that you're not giving from a full cup, you know?
Yeah,
so,
like,
I mean, as healers go, you have to be really tuned in to how, like, I was supposed to work on Monday, and I woke up and I had a sinus headache, you know, just a really bad headache over the weekend. And I was trying to do work on many levels, and I really got that I have to honor how I'm feeling and also honor the person I'm working on. So I called her and I said, you know, can we change it? I do have a headache, and I don't like to be in any way compromised when I'm working, you know, and I want to be fully and available for you. So she was pretty okay with that because that was really how I felt. I mean, and I didn't want to... have any pain in my body if I'm going to read for somebody, you know, because then I'm looking through tainted glasses, you know what I mean? So it was clear to me that I had to be honest about it and not just do it because she could do it, you know what I mean, or not just do it because she really wanted to, and she'd been waiting and all that. I didn't want to fall prey to that. I really wanted to be honest with myself and honest in my reading and my healing. So maybe that's what this is about for you too.
I think that's exactly what it is because I think when I'm such a fast type of energy and I move so quickly and I can see so far ahead that I forget to pace myself, and so I'll fit everybody in.
I think
in
we talked about that, didn't we? I remember the cards were saying you're going to get really busy, and you're going to have to be really careful not to burn yourself out.
And that's exactly what happened. It's like a week later, I'm just completely out of.
Okay, good. So, there was a bit of a warning there for you. So it really actually is just confirming that yes. Take a break and go for a hike and go for a drive and get away from people and just be, you know, alone and fill up your cup. And it did say reclaim your art. I don't know if you have an art that you really like to do that just fulfills you, dancing or something that's really fun for you. That would be maybe how you can fill yourself back up too. Even if you paint pictures or something that just you do, nobody else involved at all, you know. So let's think of that one, because that always fills. That really fills me up all the time. If I can just do my art.
Yeah, it might be writing.
Yeah, writing. Okay, so let's get your journal out. Go for a nice. Go wherever you can. That's nice and quiet, and just start writing and draw pictures and just take spend the day with you. you know, filling up yourself. Because ultimately that's what you're going to have to do all the time the busier you get, you know.
So can I ask you what you see for my business in the next few months? I've been seeing this house for the last week, this white house, this man holding a baby and myself. And it's a beautiful house. It's like a southern steel magnolia type of house. And that same week that I saw it, I work with an acupuncturist one day out of the week, and he just decided to give me a tour of his other office that I've never been to before. Mm-hmm. And I went, and it was a home that was converted into the spa. It was very old. Like, it was probably, I mean, he probably made it when I was born, like I was in 85.
Uh-huh.
But it started clicking that this house, maybe that's something that's coming up in the future, and I'll be able to convert it into like a prototype of what I want to take
exactly. Of what? Remember we talked. It was really. I'm just remembering a little bit of the reading, of what we read last time. That there would be somebody who is going to orchestrate this spa with you, and who's already got the place and the income and all that. You know, and
that's
I would
question.
Say yes. You're probably running right into the, in a sense, the energy line of what was going on then. It was pretty clean and clear. So I would just keep looking at it and just say, okay, just keep unfolding for me. Because it's really about saying yes and no to the right things. You know what I mean? So that you can.
And that's just getting hard because I can't really. I know everybody needs healing that's around me. And what's happening is they're healing just because I'm around them. Mm-hmm. And it's great. And I feel like I'm being called by these people,
mm-hmm.
but I can't go to all of them.
No, and you know what? This is the new wonderful wave of healing is that you don't do anything other than send them to their highest good and step out of the way. That's
mm-hmm.
matrix. That's matrix energetics. I just love this new way of seeing healing is that you're not acting. You're not doing anything. You're just seeing them where they are and seeing them at the highest vibration that's best for that soul and that person, and then stepping out of the way and go, you know, read a book. And you're really not. You step out of their. And in that, it makes it feel like it's authentic because it's not your vision for that person, it's theirs, and it's their highest good being met. So to me, that is ultimately the way to relieve yourself of getting taken, is that you're not
absolutely.
Giving anything from you. You're just seeing it from the energy that it is and then letting it go.
Mm-hmm.
And really, even when you're working on somebody, you know, running the energy lines, you're just running the energy lines, and you're letting it take its course and do what it has to do. It's almost like you just lift your hands up and see it happening, and then you're not involved at all. I actually have more amazing things happen when I step out of the way, and I'm not attached to any of it. And they go, wow, what did you do? And I'm like, oh, I knew I didn't do it. I'm like, I didn't do anything. It just did what it was supposed to do, and I stepped out of the way.
And it leaves you both really energized. Like, it's not creative healing. It's different than creative healing.
Yeah.
Creative healing, like with me, I do a lot of intention setting and intention clearing and stuff, but it's usually after I get direction to do it.
Right.
So I don't know.
But I do like the fact. But don't you think this? And this is what I've been working with too. Is I like intentions. I do. I like the intention. But I have the reality check that the more we focus on the intention, the more that the universe realizes it's not there yet.
Yeah.
So if we have an intention and we have it for a second and we just then let it go, we're throwing the ball into the universe and it takes it. Right? But if we keep having the same intention, we keep pulling the ball back.
Mm-hmm.
You get it?
So it's really just about feeling
it
and just going with it.
Yeah. So you get the intention of what it is, then you just throw it and you step on it and you let it just manifest itself. And it does usually come pretty quick, but it doesn't matter. You're not attached. And to me, that has been the most freeing thing I've been doing lately. Is everything I see, and then I go, whoo, and then it comes back, and I'm sitting right next to it, you know, and I'm like, whoa, that was good, you know? I mean, like, it's been happening like that. So I have a feeling you know how to do this, so just try that one. You won't lose your energy that way. You will have the highest good net for all the people you're touching and healing, but you will not get taken or spent as much, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you have, I do want to ask you something. So with that vision, I saw a man holding a baby, and there is a man who I know very, I haven't met him yet, but I ran into a woman who for some reason was just so convinced I needed to meet this man. Mm-hmm. And so otherwise I wouldn't have been open to it, but for some reason it just hit me that I was in flow and I just need to be open to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, sure, okay, you know, whatever. I don't know, it could be a client, it could be anything. But mm-hmm. since then I've been having these visions of having almost like this power couple
mm-hmm.
who creates this clinic. And
yeah,
I
did see that happening for you.
Yeah,
and the gentleman had means, you know, to do it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
so,
is that the man, though?
I think it is the man. Yeah, it is the man that will do this work with you and also be your partner. Your partner, your soul, you know, the one to have a child with and all that, sure.
But I haven't, but that's the thing, so I've been waiting, it's been about 2.5 weeks and I haven't heard from him. And so I'm kind of like, let's go, because I see all this, like I'm getting it little by little,
yeah.
And I feel like if I see it, and I'm being shown it, then it's going to have to happen. But do you see him
calling?
Yeah,
but again, we're not anticipating it in any time frame, right? We're just letting it manifest itself in the time frame that's for your highest good. So I always think when we get anxious or wanting it now, we're then starting to get control over it again, and we're not letting it happen. So just let it go. He's coming. It's coming. And just move on. Move on to this moment right now. In this moment right now, you need to go get your book and go out and draw some, you know, write a poem or do something for you. And that's the moment right now. So he is in the ethers of the matrix of who you are, and I do see him kind of close coming. You know, it's like if I put the lines together, it's not a short. It's like within 3 months, you know, it's happening that you will connect. So just know that, and it's there, and that's it. You know, and my feeling is you've got it all orchestrated already, and you're just moving and stepping into it as you go. But it's about the flow, like you said. You're just letting it be. So you were in the flow to be open to meeting him, but now you're stepped out of the flow and wanting this to be, you know, a certain way. Okay? So when you want it to be a certain way, you're not in the flow at all. You're in the mind and the ego and the wanting and all that stuff. It doesn't work. So go back to the flow. Go back to the flow, which is, it's good. It's going to work. And just be open.
I think I'm so excited about it that it's
I
hurry,
know, but,
hurry.
You know, the excitement is all I have to say is keep that. Keep that, because that's lovely. I love the excitement to feel it ahead. You know, it's just awesome. So, you know, that I'd hold on to that for sure. I'd hold on to the excitement and let all the ifs, whens, hows, and all that go. Okay?
So you do see it happening, and you see, like, my business kind of building steadily.
I do.
I think I don't worry unnecessarily, but it's just like
it means
so much.
This
to me.
Year for you, Pooja, is going to be a busy year. So you're going to have to learn how to say no, take care of yourself, so you don't hurt your hands and you don't hurt your back and you don't.
Exactly. Those are all the places.
Okay. Yeah.
My ankle.
Yeah. You know, I saw that before. I see it still. It's really about staying honest and true and saying no. When you're tired and only having your boundaries and your limits already set, that you only do 3 or 4 a day, and what's good for you, keep that always in the forefront. So don't be afraid that they're not going to come if you say no, or can we do it Tuesday? Just know that they'll be there, because I see it happening that you'll get so busy that it'll be too much for your hands, you know. And so just be careful of, and just pay attention to that, because you're so tuned in. So if you're already feeling the pain happening or the soreness happening, it's already telling you to take a day off and make sure you keep that day off, okay? And, you know, get your body work done too. You know, the most, you know, like I always say, like, for me, I have to make myself go get my therapy, my own therapy, because I want to be a good therapist. So I keep up with myself, you know.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, love. Well, blessings to you. It does sound like you're still on a really good page, and just, you know, it maybe that was why they were calling to you, is to, yes, make sure you take care of yourself, okay?
Yeah, and a reminder that I haven't messed it all up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay, love.
Great. Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right. Bye.
Much love. Bye-bye. Oh, hi. You're on Heart and Soul. You're talking to Patty. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're in Heart and Soul.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. I just wanted I'm a healer, and I just wanted a small reading for this year, if I could.
Oh, sure. Let's see what it says. Okay. What was your name, love?
Tina.
Tina. Okay, Tina. Okay, first card was detox. Interesting. Dare to be happy. Take bite-sized steps. Interesting. Keep dancing. That's a good one. And just sing. So, okay. So, really, it's showing me that really it's a good time for you to kind of look at how you're doing things, how you're eating, how you're taking care of yourself. Isn't that interesting? That was the last, that was a definite truth statement. And really look at how you are loving yourself and daring to be happy. I think that's just being authentic. Sometimes that when that shows up for me, it's really about daring to take that next step that's a little bit different, you know? Like if you're a healer and a therapist and an intuitive, maybe there's an avenue that you'd like to try out that would bring happiness to you that you haven't tried yet. So it's maybe giving you a little insight into saying, you know what, you could do that. And take bite-sized steps. So when you take bite-sized steps, you really are appreciating the very bite you're taking.
Okay.
You know, and you're in the process of the experience that you're going to be doing. So if it's learning, you know, a new technique, or if it's doing something like a show, it's really about taking it slowly, learning it, and really appreciating every little thing that comes your way. And then keep dancing and just sing. So what it's telling me is that you're going to be learning a new thing, getting in touch with something that's going to be a little bit challenging, but it's going to be exciting for you, and that it's going to keep you in that vibratory, just that celebratory energy of who you are, you know? So it feels like you are an extremely happy person. You vibrate at a really high level, or like a children's. You feel like you have like a child's energy around you, but you can bring joy to a party and have people celebrate. You know what I mean? Some people are like, when they're in the room, everybody's having like a good time. That's totally who you are. So it is, though, telling me that that's who you are, but in that sometimes framework, we don't look at ourselves deeply. We know seriously and say, you know, I need to get off the sugar, I need to do this, I need to, you know. We kind of fluff everything off. So the detox card is important because that was your number one card. So let's just look at what you're doing. Take it seriously. If it's about getting off sugar, wheat, you know, any of the bad stuff, just do it.
Uh-huh.
It's really telling
you
that you'll be happy. You're going to finally reach your goal of feeling better. I always think it's really about feeling better, of not feeling unhappy about how you're feeling. Sometimes it is we're having a reaction to foods that we're eating, and the detox will help you figure that out, you know?
Okay.
So let's just do that, okay? I really get that was loud and clear because it was you. And then dare to be happy, absolutely. It feels like you are playing with an idea of doing something very different than you've been doing.
Well, I do healing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, you know, I am a healer, and I am thinking of a different road to heal.
Yeah.
And I have been told that I am above a Reiki healer, which I am,
mm-hmm.
but above a level higher. So I was thinking of doing something different with the healing.
Right.
With
or,
a,
so,
with
so that's where the dare to be happy. So it could be that you could be doing something different that still affects healing, but maybe that's more. It just feels like when I just looked at you, I just saw I had like all these little bees. They were flying all around you, all these little bees. So it got me to feel that it would. They're trying to tell me that just to get more. To get more spread out, you know? So let's say you are teaching or that you come up with something that affects more people than just one-on-one healing, okay? So
yeah, I was thinking.
You know, that feels like they're trying to say, let's uncover the possibility of having you do this at a grander scale or, you know, a teaching scale or you know, so that you can affect more people with who you are, because you are good.
Right.
You know, so one-on-one.
Yeah.
I think you're going to be up with one-on-ones for a while. You know, you're going to be doing more group work. You're going to be doing more people involved with what you're going to be doing, orchestrating kind of bigger events with what you're going to be doing. That feels like the avenue of taking bite-sized steps to get a little bigger. You know.
Okay. Yeah. I want to go to hospice and volunteer my time.
Nice, yeah. And that's a bigger venue too, a whole new venue for you to do, right? So that's
right.
That's going to be something to experience too. But you know, maybe in your teaching of the Reiki work, if you could teach and then you could have your own organization that helps women who have cancer, or it feels like you're going to be involved with the creation of an organization that does your work. For the next year, it won't just be one on one. That's what they keep telling me. No more one on one. So they really want you to kind of think bigger, think global, you know, on how you can affect and heal and help more people. So that would be, you know, lectures, teaching, books, CDs, anything that you would be interested in those. That would, in a sense, be like the flowers of a garden. You know, they keep, you know, growing and growing because they just, you know, that's what I keep seeing around you. So
you mean I'll get bigger and bigger?
Yeah. This is your year for transformation and growth. So it's about getting bigger. Yeah.
So if I went out and asked some people if they need a speaker,
mm-hmm.
To do the speaking about healing.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's about organizing your thoughts to think globally and bigger, and how your knowledge and healing can affect more people. And in a sense, that affects more people and affects more people. So that's really what I'm getting. This is what we're here to do at this level, is to get out of that one-on-one that we've been doing so closely knit to one person, but to bring the energy up higher and to see how we can affect, you know, more people at once. So let's say you have, I feel like you're going to have a workshop and you're going to teach it. And maybe you can teach Reiki, you know, and organize groups like that. That feels really right on to me. And through that, then you'll be getting more and more people coming to you to want to learn it. And it feels like I just see animals around you, too. I see that you could be teaching healing for people who want to help heal animals.
Yeah,
maybe
that would
do Reiki.
Be nice.
Yeah, you could teach Reiki for animals, you know, for people who want to help. So there's going to be a lot of different aspects of how much you could help teach. So it's not only people. It could be children with Reiki and you know, healing someone terminally, you know, with terminal cancer with Reiki. I mean, you could actually have different workshops. They're showing me this little clock of things, and you could turn it to different avenues for you to teach in different ways, to different people.
Okay. You're psychic, right?
Yes.
My third eye opened and I saw ancient civilization, but now it's quiet. And I thought that was what I was going to do with my healing, was have the guides come in from ancient civilization and help me heal.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's quiet. my eyes.
And you mean that you haven't had the vision again?
No, I'm an older woman. I'm 68. I will be. And it came to me about a year ago, and I saw all ancient civilization, and some have told me I'm from Atlantis in Lemuria.
Yeah, that was my first vision I had of you, too.
But my third eye has been quiet,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know what happened. I'm healing, but I don't know if it'll reopen again.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it's really about just you doing the work to keep it open. You know what I mean? So clear your chakras. Always go in and clear your chakras all the time. And so maybe if you need somebody who does that work, who's really good at clearing, you might need a little help with this one,
uh-huh.
A lot of times when you see something so grand and so big, it's almost a little fear that comes in for some people, and it shuts down until you feel okay about whatever the information is it's supposed to give you. So a lot of times we're working to that level of peace and openness and okayness for it to show back up and show up again, And
yeah.
We were just talking about this. It's funny because we were saying about our being ready to the universe as being ready. And so
uh-huh.
sometimes it's at a different dimensional readiness for that third eye to open again. But I know it will. And it will when you are really aligned with what it's going to show you. Okay.
Okay.
So if you can stay really open to the thought and the possibilities of getting as globally and as big as you can be with what the information is going to give you, then in a sense you are already paving the way for it to open and show you what it's about.
All right.
But it's
uh-huh.
like this. It's like until you're ready, really ready. I mean, we think we're ready. That's one avenue of being ready. And then there's really being ready. You know what I mean?
Correct,
and
yeah.
So I get that you are really getting ready to this information coming to you. But I feel like you need a clearing yourself. Do you have anybody that does work for you, on you?
Not really. I have a friend in New York City that could do it over the phone.
Yeah, I have a feeling you should put a call in to her and have her do a clearing on you. And because it just feels like that's going to help you. Just get rid of any of the entities or anything that could stuck itself to you. And by working with people as much as you do and as you're healing, a lot of times you get clouded by someone else's stuff that gets stuck to you. I don't know if you've ever, I've felt that myself, that I'm like, there's something in this room, and then I'll get my smudge stick out and smudge, and I'll call my friends and say, could you do a clearing? Because it's just stuck. It just liked my energy, and it's stuck around, And so it's in my frequency, and it's not letting me be clean and clear to have this wide open third eye, So do that. I have a feeling you need it, okay?
Okay. I just more or less started, to start doing it now.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
But, once you get that clear, it's going to get clearer, too, of what it is that the next step is for you. And I do feel that you're going to be teaching. Yeah.
Okay.
You're ready. You're totally ready to teach. Yeah.
All right, because I'm right now I'm from the Carolinas,
mm-hmm.
and I've checked around in all the hospitals in New York State and like that. All the nurses are Reiki masters.
Great.
And I was wondering if I should approach the hospital.
Yeah, for sure.
And
absolutely. That's what I see you doing. I see it being very easy for you to do, is that once you set up that you'll be teaching Reiki or energy work, you can call it whatever you want, they'll be open
uh-huh.
for you to teach it. You have the credentials. You've been doing it a long time. You've got the substance that they're looking for in a teacher. So I think you just have to put forth the energy, and it's going to happen for you. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
I would even call the Breast League, the Breast Cancer Foundation. You could do it on women who have breast cancer. You could set
uh-huh.
up orders. Or I would totally go through the hospital. You might be a volunteer for a bit doing it, but it will get
right,
to know
right.
your work, I always
That's
think,
what
know,
I thought.
Yeah, I see you volunteering it for a bit, but it's going to get them to know you and trust you and like you, and then it's going to transpire into teaching. So
okay.
Yeah, love. Hey, let me know how it goes. I just see, you know, this is everyone's year, so this is the year to go for it.
Okay.
You know, and it really, really is. And you have done your work. You've been a wonderful healer, but you are going to get bigger and more the master level you're entering into. And I know that's what that third eye opening was about, was that you are opening into the mastery of what Atlantis taught you, in a sense, that lifetime. So
right.
Yeah. So once you accept your mastery, then the information will open and you'll probably see it even clearer than you've ever seen it.
Okay.
Yeah, love. I do see that.
All right.
Okay, sweetie. Take care and let me know how it goes, okay?
Oh, thank you so very much.
All right, Tina. Bye-bye. Okay, well, everyone, I'm so sorry. It's already been a 2.5-hour show, and if I didn't get you, I'm so sorry. Please keep us, we'll be on, I'm probably going to be doing another show in a couple of weeks, so if I didn't get you, or if you'd like to email me, you can email me at pattyrio@AOL. If you had a question and I couldn't get to it, please email me, and I will email you back. Okay, much love, everyone. Blessings. Just don't forget to shine, okay, because this is your time. Blessings, everyone. Bye-bye.